Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And what a blessing it is to day by day be able to come together to study God's Word, to hear from Him, to know that He wants to be involved in our lives and that He's given us His Word, the Bible, to be able to discover Him. I pray that you're learning more and more every day as we go through these studies. And if this is perhaps your first time, the first time in a while, you can always go back to the Word for Today with Ray.com and find these studies. Feel free to go back and study all you'd like to. We go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, once again, we sit with our Bibles open, ready to receive from you, knowing that you have words to speak to us today. You've got ideas that you want us to know about you and that we can implement into our own lives. And so we humble ourselves before you. We yield ourselves to your teaching. Ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well. We bless you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Pilate More Afraid. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 8. John the Apostle wrote how Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. And in chapter 19, of verse 8 of his book, John shared, When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Where we read, When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. The verse reads, When Pilate therefore heard that saying. John began with the words, When Pilate therefore, which means at the time and moment Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear and was the sixth procurator of Judah and Samaria, heard that saying or was endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, and understanding what the Jewish people told him, he had the following reaction. John shared how Pilate responded in the following way to the Jewish people saying that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. The verse continues, He was the more afraid. John added the words, he was the more, or he, Pilate, was to a greater degree struck, afraid, which means struck with fear, alarm, and fright. John shared how Pilate became even more fearful when he heard what the Jewish people said. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate had some sense of awe and reverence toward Jesus when he appeared before him. However, after the Jewish people told him Jesus referred to himself as God's son, Pilate became even more afraid. He should have been. We shall see how Pilate speaks to Jesus in our next verse, but for now, we should carefully consider the statement of the Jewish people. Jesus made himself the Son of God, and those who understand this must decide whether or not they should surrender their lives to him as their personal Savior and Lord. Next time, John shares how Pilate asked Jesus, Who are you? So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.